Welcome to Witness Wednesday. I'm your host, Pastor Mark Wood, with the LCMS Office of National Mission. Calling in today, not in the studios, but calling in from the beautiful campus of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, where I've been attending the Urban and Inner City Mission Conference. And I want to call in and just give a report. So it's good to be with you. And I assume Andy's there in the studio.
I am. Good All morning. Right.
Good morning. All right, so the theme of the conference this year is Stand Firm in the City. And had a number of people speaking on issues related to urban ministry. And a lot of interesting information. This morning we had a presentation by Reverend Larry Vogel from the Commission on Theology and Church Relations about the demographic shifts in our nation, and it all points to people in the city. I know a lot of people listening to KFUO may not be in a city, and I don't live in a city. I don't think you live in a city.
I do. I live in the city. Not the city of St. Louis, but I live in a city.
Well, you live in a suburb, though, right?
But it's technically a city. But you're right. Not an urban city, correct?
Not an urban center. Okay.
Right.
This is the way you're going to be. You're one of those people upset because the Cubs beat the Cardinals last night. So.
I think it has to do with some of my friends who moved to Missouri from, you moved from Florida to Missouri, but I have other friends who moved from Illinois to Missouri. I think there was just this cosmic shift that changed everything. But enough about the Cubs and the Cardinals. We're here to talk about Jesus, right?
Right, and that's the shift. That's the shift we see from rural and areas into cities, from suburban communities into cities, from other countries. The primary landing place for most immigrants into our country are the cities. What's discouraging is that the city where the people are is the very place where we're losing ground. We're closing congregations in the cities. And this was just a big concern that was raised and discussed in this conference. It's, standing firm in the city. How do we retain that which we have in the city and as a means of bringing the gospel to these people? How do we get back into the city? Because many of our congregations may have started in the cities, but they moved out into the suburbs during the 50s, 60s, and into the 70s. We have a huge challenge here, and there were a number of people offering some things to think about, solutions. Dr. Bradley Yops, who's up in Flint, Michigan, had a presentation yesterday about the remissioning, where he talked about the work that they're doing to help a congregation that dwindled down to the point of closing rethink how they're engaging their community and using partnerships from other congregations in the suburbs to help fund a new mission to reach people in that decaying part of Flint on the east side. So a lot of neat ideas there. How to bring the gospel to people. I also attended a session by Dr. Jerry Rauer with people of the book Lutheran Outreach, Pablo, and talking about how they're engaging Muslims, not just in Dearborn, Michigan, but Muslims are forming communities all over our country, especially in the cities. And how do we reach them with the gospel, especially because they're very open when they come to America to asking about and seeking information about Christianity. Because one thing I learned in the presentation yesterday is that Islam does not allow people to ask any questions. That simply asking a question is an indication of unbelief and was prohibited. So next time you're in Bible study and the pastor asks if there are any questions, seize the opportunity to exercise your freedom in the gospel. Because imagine that, being raised in a faith where you're not allowed to ask any questions at all.
Wow. I can't imagine. How do you learn in that? How do you learn anything in that setting?
You're just told what is, and you accept it without question.
Hmm.
So when they come here and there's a freedom of religion takes on a whole new dimension for them, because now they're able to ask, and their asking often leads to someone being able to share the gospel with them. The other parts of the conference that in the large sessions included discussions about the particular challenges of urban ministry, especially in the inner city, where there's homelessness and drug abuse and mental illness. And people were talking about how to address that in a way that shows the love and care and compassion of Christ to those who are really among the least of our society. And there's really no question when you're talking about this kind of ministry that it's kind of down in the trenches and gritty ministry, something that most of us really kind of shy away from, because it is wrought with all sorts of problems and it's very challenging, and the quote success rate is pretty discouraging at times. Mm. And yet these are the people who are in need of the gospel as much as any of us, and no less deserving of the chance to hear the gospel than any of us. So as one of my pastor friends, Tim Druggenweller, says, sin is ugly. Sin is ugly and complicated.
Mm-hmm.
And, we know that from our own lives. The sins of suburbia, the sins of our rural communities, are just as ugly and complicated as the sins of the people in the city. And the answer to any of this and all of this is the gospel of Jesus Christ. So here's some of the highlights from our conference. And
were you presenting at the conference as well?
No, actually, I got to sit back and take it in and had some great discussions during the breaks and over dinner, and talking about some of the good work that's being done out there, and sharing the work that we're doing in the Office of National Mission to provide resources to congregations and members, for no matter what setting they're in. Certainly it applies to the city. As I talked about LASSI, mm-hmm. our framework for evangelism, people working in the city resonated with that. They understood exactly what LASSI was asking us to do, and starting by listening. In fact, I heard that a lot during the conference. We go into the city, we should listen, not go in assuming that we have all the answers, but listening first to what's on the hearts and minds of the people. What are their needs? How do we connect with them? So LASSI is a very applicable approach to sharing the gospel in the city, as it is in many other contexts. So.
And did you see, we did get an email on LASSI. It wasn't a question. We did get an email from Daryl here in Hazelwood, Missouri, to say thanks for LASSI and for all that we've been talking about on Witness Wednesday. So thanks to Daryl for
Daryl.
Yeah, thanks for emailing us, Daryl.
So if somebody else wanted to email us, what would they do?
They would email us at LASSI, LASSIE@KFUO.org, LASSIE@KFUO.org. If you have a question for us to cover here on Witness Wednesday, a topic that you'd like for us to cover, or whatever you want to share with us about Witness Wednesday, you can do that, LASSIE@KFUO.org.
Okay. And let me put a plug in for another activity that's coming up tomorrow. I believe it's 1 p.m. Central Daylight Time. The Rural Small Town Mission, which is a little different than urban and inner city mission, but still trying to do the same things, get the word of Jesus out to people. But Rural Small Town Mission is hosting a webinar, and I'll be the guest on that webinar. It's got a funny title. It's Overcoming Bad Experiences with Reverend Mark Wood.
If you take out the punctuation, it sounds really funny.
Right, yeah. So I need to pause in there and explain overcoming bad experiences, not with me, but with the church. How do we witness to the people in our lives whom we know who have had bad experiences in the church and are not connected to the church any longer? This can be a challenging aspect of witnessing. So that webinar will be tomorrow at 1 p.m. Central. If you go to lcms.org/RSTM, there's information about that. And if you're listening to a recorded version of today's Witness Wednesday, you can find it on their website as well, lcms.org/RSTM.
Yes, the webinars are down at the bottom, near the bottom of the page. You can, there's info on the next upcoming webinar and info on the previous ones as well. So you can watch them, the recorded version there.
So you put all these pieces together and you see, it, no matter where we live, whether it's in a midst of a city, south of plains of Nebraska, whether we're just suburbanites, whether we're Cubs fans or Cardinals fans, wherever we live, in whatever context God has put us, we have the opportunity to be witnesses of Jesus with the people with whom we have relationships, the very people God's put into our lives. So we can share that good news of Jesus that we're just so blessed to know and have for ourselves.
Perhaps you may have more Cardinal fans to witness to.
Well, there is the consolation of the gospel when your team disappoints you. And, you know, that's one thing I learned early in life as a Cubs fan. Glory is fleeting. The cross stands forever. So,
amen. And,
so blessings on to everyone who, as they seek to be faithful witnesses of Jesus in whatever context God has placed them. And by the way, this Urban Inner City Mission Conference is held every 2 years. So if you are a city person or you have a heart for the city, watch for this conference to come back around in 2 years. And we'll see how God is using the work that we're doing to increase his kingdom in the cities.